With them.
The myth, the man, the legend. What's going on, Grant?
Nothing much, David. I had a quick moment here, so I figured I'd give you a call. Thank you for your patience here.
No, you're good. What's going on?
Well, I just know I owed you a call and a chat and wanted to answer any questions you have. Not much has really been going on our end. We had a first half of the month was pretty slow, but currently we had a little bit of an uptick in submissions. Deals come in, so it's been all right. How about you guys?
I would say I've seen a pretty similar trend with a lot of ISOs, first week or two, for a lot of people are slow, and then it picks up. I mean, I think you always have that lull after 4th of July because, people might not spend as much on marketing, or they wait a little bit, for merchants to get back from vacation. So,
yeah.
In general, the last couple weeks tend to, obviously it varies month to month, but obviously the closer you get to end of the month, the more submissions tend to pick up.
Yeah, absolutely. We had a good amount come in today, and it's been a change of pace from before where, we were able to take it easy for a day or two. Not easy, but, work on other things and not be drowning in submissions.
Yep. No, I hear you. I mean, I was in Miami last week visiting some ISOs just because, figured, when things aren't super slammed, although they got super slammed while I was there, but, diversify.
Yeah, absolutely. But anyways, you wanted to give me a call, and I'm open to kind of talk to you about anything you'd like, what's going on, what happened for us in July, what our, other lenders are doing. If you have any questions, I'm happy to answer them.
Yeah, I mean, one kind of like, I think kind of what it comes down to is, like I said, you guys are a pleasure to work with. So really what I'm trying to determine is kind of, what the maximum potential is, kind of, where are we losing? And if you have any insight in terms of, and actually, I don't know if you have some time this evening, but I actually have a meeting tomorrow on bonuses and commissions. Like I said, it's an area we haven't really excelled in, to be quite frank. So any kind of input you could give me, I can bring it to my meeting tomorrow. Obviously, I'd like to get some bonuses in place for you guys so you have some thresholds and things like that to shoot for. Really, on a larger scale, it's just a function of where do we fit in terms of your submissions? How do we get kind of more looks, more first looks, and how are we performing for you? I mean, has it been a terrible experience, or just we're not the first look, or kind of any kind of feedback we can get?
Yeah, I could just talk to you a little bit about our process on our side as of late and what our partners have been up to and how that's been determining our submission flow. So I'm not sure if I've given you the lowdown in months past, but typically the way that we start off our submissions is like on a tree. If it's a good deal, we'll start at the top of the tree, and as things get declined or things come up, it trickles downward. So to start at the top of the tree with some of our A paper, we generally would submit to our three lenders, Windset, Marlin, and Ascentium. And that's with things that, 700 FICOs and good banks. First positions only. So that's usually where we start. And then the branch below, so to speak, would probably be NewLogic, OnDeck, and MCC. And that's as well as Fora and you guys. So I'd say that there's five people kind of in that sphere right now where it's like, pretty good B paper to C plus paper where I see you guys kind of fitting in. Now with OnDeck, you know how they are. They are given insane percentages of gross annual sales, and because of that, they've been successful. For example, in July alone, we did $2 million in new originations with them. Yeah, so that's kind of who... unfortunately, I see you guys competing with at the moment, besides when it comes to more white-collar businesses that they can't do, such as lawyers. I'm sure, as you're also aware, NewLogic, if you haven't heard yet, they've changed their policy, so now all their deals have a 2% origination fee, which is somewhat good news for people, like BB and Fora and the rest of you guys, because it'll definitely... probably decrease their funded amount a little bit. just because we're not a big fan of origination fees.
Sure.
But other than that, I'm trying to figure out how I can get more deals to you right now. It's just that it seems as though in that branch that I kind of consider you guys in, it's just very competitive at the time being, and we've got a lot of really good partners. So just trying to be honest with where I see you guys, and you can correct me if I'm wrong if you think you see Business Backers fitting into another arena.
No, I mean, I don't really run across MCC and Flora too much. I would say primarily, you know, on a deal-by-deal, Canon and Hyundai are kind of the main people I'm competing with.
Yeah.
What I see from my end is when I lose deals, it's less, rate sometimes comes up, mm-hmm. but it's usually just dollar size. You know,
yeah.
4.9 can go a little higher in dollar size.
Yeah.
Obviously, with OnDeck, their process can be a bit faster with their online checkout.
Mm-hmm.
So we're working on some things. Hopefully, I'm trying to roll out by August 1st to have instant quotes through the portal, so at least you have some idea of where the merchant's going to qualify for.
Mm-hmm.
And then, obviously, we can build off of that. I can tell you, like, and this is kind of, you know, it could be an opportunity, but, you know, I don't want to jump the gun, but in terms of kind of doing, you know, what I would be open to that I've done, you know, on a one-off situation with certain partners over the last 6.5 years, is if there's some kind of volume commitment, maybe we just do like a trial where you test it out. But, you know, we can look at doing is what myself and kind of TV, what we pay attention to mostly is not only funding dollars, but conversions.
Mm-hmm.
So naturally, if I know that when you have an offer from us, assuming it's a decent offer, that you sell it, or that at least when you get a contract, you send the tips, and you know, et cetera, obviously the higher conversion, the more profitable the deal becomes for us, which in turn allows me to do a lot more unique things.
Yeah.
So in terms of kind of, you know, if we could compete with OnDeck, I guess the question would be, I think like a realistic initial goal would be doing something like 300,000 to 500,000.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's a little loftier goal, maybe it's not. But the question becomes is, out of that amount, you know, is there something that we could incentivize either through some kind of bonus plan that would outweigh or make you want to stick with us? Is it something that maybe we do like a temporary thing where maybe we adjust our process and maybe just put you at the front line?
I mean, to give you some perspective on my position and how our process works, I'm not sure if a bonus structure, it's very nice, and like we obviously enjoy that, and the bosses enjoy that, but I think that, at least from our perspective, it's more about making our process easy, because we have our system where all of our deals are, and then the reps are assigned to the individual deals, and we don't just give them one approval. It's like we'll submit to OnDeck, NewLogic, you guys, Fora, and if all four of them approve, they have their pick. And so that's kind of where I'm trying to figure out how we can incentivize the reps to want to do that. Now, if we got a bonus for funding a certain amount, that would obviously go to Cardiff, so it's not really incentivizing the reps. But, you know, I'm just trying to figure out, like, how maybe there's another unique solution here to get more deals funded at Business Backers, you know, considering that we are allowing the reps to choose their approvals.
Gotcha. So kind of looking at it, I mean, it's in terms of what's most important to you and based on kind of where you see our offers, do you think it's our offers that would need to be adjusted, or is it really just the process, or both?
You know, from my understanding, it seems as though your guys' process is pretty comparable on the credit side for us. That is where we submit and get an approval. It's pretty comparable to all four of those other guys. It's pretty simple. Maybe you guys come back, ask one quick question, and then, you know, we get an approval. That's not really an issue. Now, what I've come to learn after being here for a little bit over a year now is that while my process is important, the submission and getting approvals, I would argue that the funding process and Kara's position is more valuable, because that's most where deals fall apart, where issues arise. And so And so I, from my understanding, I think Business Backer's funding process is pretty easy as well. But I think that in order to win more deals, it's not so much the process, because like I said, you guys are a pleasure to work with as well. It's just about, you know, where are these other lenders landing? I think that that's really probably what would allow us to fund more deals.
Gotcha. So, okay. So that's really just in the offer. Because for me, to be frank, that's the most difficult part to compete on.
No, I understand.
So it's, my hands are somewhat tied because if someone's doing, I liken it to like fighting with a kamikaze pilot. Like,
I got nothing to lose. I know, and I'm not information isn't meant to be as like a criticism. I'm not trying to tell you guys how to lend. I'm just trying to give you as much information regarding what is going on our end.
Oh no, this is very helpful. I mean, I'd much rather have someone tell me like all the areas, you know, where we're not competing or where we're doing great. I mean, this is actually very good feedback. I'm just trying to think how I can help.
Well, let me ask this quick question. Are you guys out of second positions forever? Forever for sure?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you just weren't having much luck in that area?
No, it's not that. It's just really an image thing. We're owned by a publicly traded company, so at that point, just kind of how we're positioning ourselves in the market, I mean, that's, stacking is going to be a thing of the past, I believe, here in the next few years. So if we're going to call out other funders or, you know, be mad with someone stacked on us, you can't really do it to them. So
I'd
say that, first position, that's really more of an image thing. The deals actually performed pretty well. Because we never took too high a percentage of someone's gross, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
I'd have to ponder. I mean, I'd have to know kind of what percentage of the, I mean, I guess the real question becomes is what percent of that $2 million could we win just based on some process changes or adjustments? I mean, the one thing I can do is I can adjust. So basically where I can adjust a quote is more or less I have 1 or 2 points at my disposal at all times, more or less, as long as it's not excessive. If an ISO is coming every single quote and ask for 1 or 2 points, becomes problematic. But usually at least 1 to 2 points, and then oftentimes I can move it like up a tier to get to the next pricing level. In terms of dollars, really the most flexibility I have that maybe might help you, we're assuming every deal, I think you guys have an upsell of 15 right now, I have to double check. I think I kind of put you on a special platform, I don't know if that's still active, because pretty much everyone else is on 12, but when we price the deal, we assume that you're upselling the full 15. So if, for example, you're only selling 6 or 8, whatever that number is, let me know or just email sales and copy me, and that'll automatically make you qualify for more money.
Okay, so if we're dropping points, we could potentially get an extra K here or there?
Yeah, 100%. And depending on how large the deal is, I mean, if there's a deal, just trying to use an example here. So, I mean, you know, if it was like a $100,000 deal, I mean, that could be a difference of 9K. You know, the 200K deal could be a difference of 18, 20-something K. So it's... it's pretty meaningful. If you're going from 15 to like 6 or 15 to 5 or 8 or whatever that number is. But just so you know, every offer, we're assuming you're selling 15. So if you just want to kind of do the math in your head, if I drop my commission from 15 to 10, you know, that's an extra 5% of the funded amount that I can really tack onto the merchant.
Yeah, you know, I was just thinking something that On Deck and New Logic do, that maybe, you know, you could at least mention to Business Backers. Do you think Business Backers would ever be doing anything kind of like New Logic's 5-point special? I know that's something that On Deck has used a little bit of, and we use a lot at New Logic as their 5-point special, and it really is our ace in the hole. Do you think Business Backers is ever going to consider something like that, like extra special pricing?
Yeah, I mean, that's one of the things I'm bringing up tomorrow in my meeting to see what opportunities there are. right now there's nothing definitive being discussed in place. Just naturally, once again, the dollar amount increases, and then the rates, like I said, usually if I can adjust the rates, I will. But we don't have a formalized like retention pricing platform. Mm-hmm. So usually that's actually, I mean, to be quite honest, that's how I win a lot of deals is, you know, if our pricing's pretty similar and an ISO for one for them can only sell 5 points, with us can make 12, you know, it's mm-hmm. kind of a no-brainer. Mm-hmm. But that's a good point. I'll bring it up. So you said OnDeck does that as well?
So how NewLogic works is if it's over 12 months, and they just changed their policy, so it's a little bit different now. They're offering their 5-point special up. It's crazy, actually. I believe that they're offering, like, a 24 to 18 month term at, like, 1-2-2 buy rate, and you could put, like, 5 points in that.
Like 1-2-2 includes 5 points for 18
no.
24
months? Let me see. It was just dumb. Like, you know, I mean that in a kind way, but it's just like, it was so like, I gawked at it. I'm like, are you serious? I've never seen any sort of pricing at that long of a term before in our industry. I have their little calculator here. I'm going to see if I can't get some numbers to you. I know that they're offering like a 1-1 at 6 months when you use their retention pricing. Let's just do a hypothetical here. $10 million, let's just say. So, like a 1-2-1 buy rate at 16 months, and let's say if it's a great program, like...
And that 1-2-1 is including your commission or no?
Still there? Hello? Hello?